You're listening to the Breakfasty Brunchy Show with Nick and Rochelle.
We were doing, hang on, the Thomas Jolliffe fate.
And what a fate it was.
It was a fate worse than death.
It was brilliant.
It was absolutely wonderful. It was great. I'd never been to the Thomas Jolliffe fate. And for listeners who weren't aware, Roger and a big, I've got to say, right from the off, a big clap to Sam Malloy, who carted all the gear, all the sort of SCR gear, all the way up to Thomas Jolliffe School, which is on the Cotton
Road.
And
the sound system, everything.
Everything, the lot. Did it all up from 9:30. We jollied in there.
The talent bowled in.
Yeah, you know, warm props on set. And we then sort of garbled away for a couple of hours, didn't we?
We garbled away. We had lots of people coming in and having a go on the radio, which was so sweet.
Yeah, really, and nice. We introduced Nadeem Zahawi, our local MP, who opened it. And then he judged a fancy dress competition.
Yeah, he said he's going to come in, actually.
Yeah, good on Nadeem. We did that, so we're going to talk about that. Yeah. I think even Sam has a little excerpt, doesn't he?
Something for the quiz later.
Ophelia was there. Who did I introduce you to? The MP.
Oh yeah, Nadeem Zahawi.
That's the one.
The Breakfasty Brunchy Show.
If you want to contact Ophelia with any questions, because we need to ask some sort of, you know, youth and with it questions whilst Ophelia's here.
Go on, stop saying that.
Sorry, all right. And
embarrassing. It's like an embarrassing dad. We'll scrap that. Embarrassing granddad.
I'm wearing.
Oh, I can be.
With this shirt on, it is just embarrassing.
I know, that's. You look like. Finney would say yes to this as well. You look like Ben 10's granddad.
He does,
yes.
Doesn't he?
Yes, absolutely.
The one with the beer belly, it's grey.
Yeah. Hey, without grey hair, obviously.
A thousand death by a thousand cuts.
Let's find him. We'll need to look him up.
For the listener, I'm wearing a red Hawaiian shirt with white flowers on it.
Ben, like Ben 10's granddad does.
Exactly.
He does.
Okay.
Thank you.
Moving swiftly on. If you want to contact Ophelia.
Or me. Or
yeah,
you.
Yeah, well, not me. I'm not talking to anyone. Info@myscr.co.uk.
There.
Go on, speak.
Have you got a huff on?
Yeah.
MySCR.co.uk.
You are the Segway queen.
I was Segway queen. My Segway was better than your Segway, Nick.
They all say that. How do you...
I'll tell you off air. Sorry. Oh. Just something.
What do you mean? No, you can't say that to the listener.
No, I've just remembered something.
Oh. How do you spell Segway?
Oh. S-E-G-W-A-Y?
Nope.
No.
Is it S-E-U-G-U-E-W-A-Y?
You're thinking on the right lines. You're
it's
totally
French,
wrong.
Isn't
but
it?
No, yeah, S-E-G-U-E.
That's what I would have gone there next.
Yeah.
Same spelling as the little thing they created in Japan.
Segway.
Little things that you travel on. Same spelling.
Travel on.
See, yeah, the things you mean forward.
What, called trains?
No, not train. There's segways you stand on, you lean forward, it goes forward.
What?
Those things.
Segways?
Oh, come on, you've got to know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't. No. We're very old, though.
We're very old. Ophelia might.
Do you know what he's talking about?
Are you talking the same language?
I haven't got a clue what he's talking about.
I'm going to find it.
All right, okay.
Where? Say that again, Sam Malloy.
In Japan, they've invented this little device.
Yeah.
You stand on it. Yeah. Oh, come on, this is really old. You stand on it, you lean forward, and it goes forward.
Oh, I know what you mean.
Thank you.
They use that in the Michael Jackson thing, don't they?
Yeah, they're called segways.
And they lean backwards.
Same thing.
No, is that the one where you can lean backwards or forwards?
Yeah.
Isn't it like a bolt, though, that goes into the heel? Isn't there a shoe with a bolt in the heel?
I don't know. Well, they're designed so you can't fall off them.
Yeah, because I saw that on a little clip from the Michael Jackson, the musical.
I really want one.
We all want one, a Segway. Everyone should have a Segway.
I'm going to get a Segway for my birthday.
Am I allowed to speak?
Yeah. Go on then.
We have
no,
Ophelia.
You can't speak.
Anyway.
Are we ready?
This could go on for hours.
One thing I can't stand on the radio is people talking over each other.
Yeah, it's hideous.
It's terrible.
I know.
Anyway, we have Ophelia Colvert.
Nick and Rochelle.
Sing along.
Please do.
La, 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 la. Rochelle's a bit better at this than me. Yodeling.
Get off. Let Dolores do her magic.
That's always my favourite.
Ah, dreams, cranberries.
Dreams, dreams, dreams.
Dolores or Reardon?
Do you dream of being Dolores, Nick?
Not being Dolores. I was staying in a B&B room in Dingle in Southwest Ireland.
Right.
And then she went, ah, you're an actor, are you?
Oh, another fantastic accent from Nicholas Asprey.
This is a good segue into Ophelia's accent.
His agent.
Yeah. Yes, I'm available for weddings, bar mitzvahs and funerals.
Do you Polish accent?
Dziękuję. Ophelia speaks Polish. So she went, well, you're an actor, are you? We had Dolores reading today and here, she said. brilliant.
Oh, dear.
I sounded like Stuart Hall then as well. No, oh, the Belgians have fallen over. Anyway.
I hope you're better at accents, Ophelia.
Yes. Ophelia, right, okay. Ophelia Culver's accent.
Choose one. Pick one before we close down.
Give us an accent. Scottish? Come on, what do you say something in Scottish? Go on.
Say hello, you're listening to Stratford Community Radio.
Hello, you're listening to Stratford Community Radio.
That's really good.
See, that's
joined
very good.
Joined by me, I'm from Scotland. My name's Ophelia, and I'm hosting the show today.
Brilliant. And from Melbourne?
No, I'm not from Melbourne. I'm from Sydney.
This is a 12-year-old child.
Not Melbourne, Sydney, all right.
Cool. Yeah, sorry, mate.
Brilliant.
Stratford Community Radio.
Okay. Right, let's go.
The answers to the youth quiz.
Yeah.
Question one.
Yeah.
What is the name of the man who wrote the song Pass Out? That would be Tiny Temper.
Oh, I put Cliff Richard.
Oh, yes.
I put Jodie Pickout because I thought you said a novel. I just went for a youthful author. I didn't even hear the word he.
Okay.
So, no, I'm wrong, Cliff.
Is Tina Turner in the charts of question two?
Finley.
And the answer is yes, she is.
Oh, you have to wait for us to tell you.
Hang on a second. Yeah, we have to.
Have to ask the question and then we tell you our
Jackie
answer.
Williamson has emailed
Jackie,
in as well.
Can I hear you, sir?
Yes.
Finley thinks yes.
I put yes.
And Sam?
Yes.
Yes, she is.
What's she in with?
She's in with Simply
I'm
the Best.
I'm a dancer, dancing for money.
That's young Finley Troughton there.
Question three. What song did B.O.B. write?
I've put Nothing
Fire
on
Starter.
You.
Firestarter, we've got down here. I've got We Dance On.
And Jackie Williamson has put C, or whatever that was, the third one.
We Dance On.
Firestarter. We Dance On is, in fact, by N-Dubs.
Oh, what?
So,
what?
Oh, well, Jackie, what? You've got out with the youth.
Answer
there.
Is Nothing On You. Well done, Sam, and well done, Nick.
Very good. Oh, thank
you
very much. I'm with the kids, you
with
know.
With Bob. Do you yeah. really?
Not Bob, but
you can't hear you, Roger.
Put your headphones
on. Do you want my headphones,
Finn? Yeah. Okay, third question. How did Einstein become famous? What have you got, Roger?
Test tube.
I put being forced to read a book and...
I put spitball.
I got test tube.
And I can now reveal who
Jackie
has got it right.
C.
Sam, it was spitballing at the back of his classmate's
neck.
Well,
that's disgusting.
What is spitballing?
Basically, where you get a straw, you chew a bit of...
It's disgusting.
Oh, I see.
It's horrible.
Yeah,
it's disgusting. I'm not impressed, Einstein.
No.
These are buttons
okay,
that we can't
Okay, question
touch.
Four. Which is most in fashion, Vans or Etnies? Roger, what have you got?
Can you say Etnies?
Etnies.
I put Vans and Jackie put Vans too.
Put Etnies.
And Nick and Jackie are in fact right.
Yes, get in. Wow. Jackie, you and I are with the kids.
I like Etnies though. Etnies are key for me.
Last question.
Yep.
Who is in the number one in the charts? Roger, what have you got?
Do you know what? I cannot remember. I know who it is, but I cannot remember. It's a funky tune. And I know this is wrong. It's not Kylie Minogue because she's number three, but I've written Kylie Minogue.
I've put Scissor Sisters. Jackie's put Engelbert Humperdinck.
Katy Perry featuring Snoop
Dogg. That's it. It is Katy Perry.
That's it. But Nick,
girls.
Scissor Sisters, as Roger said earlier, they've been gone for 4 years.
Yeah, but they've just released
They have released Fire With Fire, though.
They're not on the charts at all.
Yeah, but I'm so cool that I am pre-charted.
I'm so cool.
No, wrong. Thank you for that quiz. I think Jackie and I won that, actually.
No, it was, in fact, Sam.
Oh, yes.
Malloy.
The Breakfasty Brunchy Show. And now it's time for...
Let's go.
What happened next?
I'm excited.
Ophelia, would you like to come and do the What Happened Next quiz? Do you want to come do the quiz, Ophelia?
I do.
Here we go.
Come forth. This is What Happened Next.
I have two clips here.
Okay.
From yesterday's show.
From the Summer Fete.
Yes, from the Summer Fete from Stratford. Thomas Jolliffe Primary School. I'd like to know...
Yep.
How many times did Nick try to gather everyone together?
A lot of times. It was hard work, I can tell you that much.
Come on, put it down.
Four times. Oh.
We'll do it all in one link. It's easier. Yeah.
Okay.
Right, Roger. Tell me your answer.
Five.
Nick?
Oh, this is going to be embarrassing. Four times.
Ophelia?
Four times.
Fiddly?
Shout any old number, Finn.
He's got his
name.
He looks like
shall we find out?
Drummer. Yes, let's
here we go.
Do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, could you make your way around to this area, please, and we shall officially declare the fate open. Ladies and gentlemen, if you could come around this way, please. Ladies and gentlemen, if you could gather around this area. Ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
It was four.
The answer was four.
Oh!
Oh, this is my favourite ever.
Yeah, it's embarrassing, that is.
Can you tell me?
Yeah.
How many announcements you did during the show? I.e., the flowers are 75 pence.
Oh, God. Probably about. We're not going to hear them all, are we?
Yes we are. 30. Nice round number.
Nick?
I'd say 20.
Ophelia?
I'd say about 25.
25. Let's find out.
So if we can make our way to the dress competition, and therefore Nadine will judge it, won't you?
Now I believe we have a flag competition as well. Is this correct?
I'm speaking that loudly because the mic wasn't working. I hasten to
the centre of the field, there will be a dance display by the infants. Okay, coming up at 10 to 2 is the taekwondo demonstration. And
I didn't know any of this was going to be recorded.
Will everyone note that the cakes are in class 3B, which is the class right opposite the bouncy castle and right at the front of the school here.
I've turned
all
it up.
All the cakes are in class 3B. Ladies and gentlemen, in the centre of the field...
I've won an Olivier Award, you know.
The taekwondo demonstration, everyone.
It's time for the taekwondo. The cakes are in class 3B, and you can go in there, peruse them, buy them, eat them, don't steal them. There are plants available for 75p per geranium at the front of the school there. Remember, coming up at 2:30, we have the knights demonstration.
Oh, they're doing it now.
Congratulations. Ladies and gentlemen, there are teas and coffees available in class 3B. Where all the cakes are, you can have your teas and your coffee.
Do you want me to half price the Hooker Duck?
Yes, they're right by Hooker Duck. The strawberries are half price, and the cakes are also reduced. So in classroom 3B, come and get your reduced cakes, and don't forget that the strawberries, what are they, George? Are half price. Cakes are half price in 3B, as are the strawberries.
The hot dogs are down to £1. Go and get a hot dog. They're from Barry the Butcher's. Very nice.
The cakes are reduced. Plants, free for £1.
The fate's still going. And don't forget your hot dogs are £1 now. And they're from Barry the Butcher's, so they are delicious. Plants, three for a pound, Nick Asprey. Or one for 50p. The cakes in 3B are all reduced.
This is Trafford Community Radio. The alcohol tombola stall is 5 tickets for £1.
Final chance for cakes, hot dogs, strawberries, alcohol tombola. tombola. Go, go, go!
The hot dogs are now 50 pence.
That's 50 pence. Top quality hot dogs. Do go and get your hot dog. Oh, I've just been told the cakes are now on the playground.
Wow.
Well,
there are.
I can tell you.
You can, listener, you can tell the day that we had yesterday. It was tough.
It was manic. Know.
Yeah.
Say the least.
And, you know, I have performed on the Royal Shakespeare Company stage, and no tougher audience was there than yesterday. I can tell you that much.
Thomas
John
was fantastic, though, weren't they? Fantastic.
I can tell you officially, well, not officially, but I can tell you the answer is 22, meaning Nick has won.
Yes.
Oh, for goodness
Come
sake.
On. Yeah, I'm spot on that sort of thing.
Right, let me finish it.
What happened next?
That was brilliant. Thank you, Sam.
On Stratford Community Radio.
A pleasure.
MySCR.co.uk.
Glee wanted to do an entire Coldplay programme and they wouldn't let them.
Really? What?
Well, it was before Glee came out, and they were just quite a lot of bands were a bit unsure, which is fair enough. Actually.
Yeah.
Glee has come out, and they watched it and love it, and so they're doing a whole.
I know.
Glee are doing
a whole. I bet Gwyneth Paltrow would have been like, with Apple, you are so allowing Glee to do your songs.
Apple must be a few years old now.
I know.
That's their daughter, by the way.
It's an interesting name, isn't it? Apple
is an interesting name. It's very sweet.
Lovely. It's like peaches. That?
Exactly. Peaches I really like the name Summer and India.
They're good names.
Iris. I love Iris.
That's Ophelia's sister's name.
It's gone.
We've lost Ophelia to the drum kit.
They
you can
are drum-tastic-ing over
the
drum.
Going mad on them.
He loves the old drum kit, I tell you. Anyway, you have been listening to The Breakfasty Brunch Show. We will be back next week. If you have anything regarding Stratford that you would like to advertise or anyone you would like to shout out to, do please get in touch on info@myscr.co.uk. The other thing you can do is go onto our website, which is www.breakfastybrunchshow.co.uk.
Breakfastybrunch.co.uk.
Oh, breakfastybrunch.co.uk. And see us there too. And you can get in touch with us via that website as well. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, we will play a couple more tunes and then sadly we'll have to go, won't we, Nick?
We will indeed.
It's all terribly sad. But you have been listening to us and we will play two more songs and then. Sadly, we will be going...
Nick and Rocha!
This has been the Breakfasty Brunchy Show. Thank you so much for listening over the last 2 hours. It's been manic. There's been lots of drums and all that sort of stuff.
I know, it's all been going on.
Oh, right. Therefore, we all that remains is to say thank you to Ophelia Kovar.
Yeah! Oh, yeah! Vinnie Towns drumming in the background.
For setting a quiz and also picking all her youth tracks. Thank you to young Sam Malloy.
Thank you,
Nicholas.
Not so young anymore. He's 19 now.
No, he's getting on. He's past
getting
it.
Old.
Thank you again, both you listeners.
My dad was listening.
Oh yeah, well, and Jackie Williamson and Claire Co-Smith who emailed in as well. Thank you so much for listening. We shall see you same time next week. I think probably.
Yes. And after this, don't forget the Vibe will be in the building 12 till 2. It's a brilliant show. You're listening to Stratford Community Radio and we've been the Breakfasty Brunch Show.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to the Breakfasty Brunchy Show with Nick and Roger on Stratford Community Radio.